But there were different styles at the beginning of the 70s than the end of the 70s. Before I started working, I was reliant on mummy buying clothes for me because I had no money. I remember having then a lovely pale blue blouse with rather voluminous sleeves. Brown was very big in the 70s. I had some wide-legged brown trousers and a brown jumper to go with it. I also had a turquoise Afghan coat, turquoise suede, cream fur around it. I loved it at the time. And a purple midi coat with black and silver buttons. I wanted a maxi coat, but my mother wouldn't let me have one. After I left school and started working, I had a lovely sheepskin jacket because they were all the rage. I also had a black leather jacket that I loved. And Levi's. Levi jeans and a Levi shirt and a Ben Sherman shirt. Favourite, my black leather patent platform shoes. They'd sort of got a wooden platform and heel. I think most people dressed like I did. There weren't many that went for the more extremes. Because you've got to remember in the 70s we had... There was the punks that were just outrageous with their clothes and their hair. There was disco and glam rock with all shiny lycra and satin and velvet and glitter. And there were mods around as well with their two-tone suits and the parkas and the scooters. And rockers, black leather and denim. They were always a bit scary in the 70s because they had a bad image with the Hells Angels and everything. Skinheads. And their Crombies and their half-mast trousers with Doc Martens. And Northern Soul. You should have seen the width of the Northern Soul trousers. Enormous half-mast, white socks, shoes. Looked wonderful. In the 70s, though, most people didn't have as many clothes as you have now. Because there was no money around. I mean, people just didn't get paid that kind of money, so you had to save up for what you wanted, and then you wore it, and you wore it a long time. And coats had to last you a few years. And I guess in the 70s, the concept of designer clothes wasn't really there like it is now. It did start to kind of come in a bit with things like Levi's and Wranglers and Brutus jeans and shirts. The thing was, they didn't make jeans for women in those days. They were men's jeans. So you used to have to get a really small pair and then sit in the bath with them on to pre-shrink them because nothing came pre-shrunk. And I think the first pair of jeans I actually had that were women's jeans were Brutus gold jeans with pinned-up pockets at the back, flared. You just used to see basically like the skinheads and the punks and stuff if you went into the city. And apart from that, you never really saw them because in most places they didn't sort of exist really. I was still at school and I wasn't. I mean, and all I can remember of that is the miners' strikes and the power cuts and the 3-day week. And we used to do our homework, candlelight, because having a power cut was an excuse for not handing your homework in. Nor was it an excuse for not going to school in the winter. You know, no heating because there were power cuts. So you just had to keep your coat on and wear your gloves and your scarf and just work through it. The late 70s was where I began to become more interested in politics and to gain more of an understanding of what the difference was between the parties and things. And partially, I think that was through the arguments that used to ensue in the family, because my dad was a real old-type socialist, trade unionist. There was almost a kind of uniform to work in those days, even if you didn't have a uniform. You would not have been allowed to go to work in things that are allowed today. It was a lot more staid and, you know, there were definite things. And you would never have been allowed to go with hair different colour, you know, blues and things like that, and red, and if it wasn't a normal colour, you'd have been sent packing.